Speaker 1.
My boss sent me on a part-time course about marketing for small businesses. I was a bit surprised, actually, because it wasn't an area of activity I normally have anything to do with. But it cost nothing, and it took place during the week, so it didn't take up any of my free time. And it crossed my mind that it might help me get a better job. Anyway, the course was quite interesting, but I don't think marketing's for me, really. But it did give me a push to sign up for other classes if I'm offered the chance again. Who knows? Another course might lead to a career change.
Speaker 2.
I used to be a drama teacher. It was a stressful job, but I loved it, especially when I became head of drama and was responsible for the annual school play. When I retired, I wasn't prepared for how dull everyday life can seem when you have hardly anything to do. So I enrolled on a part-time French course, which I really got into, and soon found I was doing loads of extra homework. There wasn't a moment to be bored anymore. Most of the other participants were students taking extra classes to help with their exams, which meant we were there for different reasons, but that didn't matter.
Speaker 3.
I'd been working for an investment bank for 12 years and had climbed my way up the company ladder. The salary was amazing and I had a great social life, but the work wasn't rewarding. By chance, I saw a sign language course advertised and I thought how fantastic it would be if I could communicate with deaf people and maybe do some voluntary work. The course was stressful to start with, but I knew I'd found a new purpose in life. It didn't lead to a certificate or anything, but I'm now an assistant in a deaf school. The salary's tiny, but I no longer care about that.
Speaker 4.
I'm currently doing a physics degree at college, but I've always loved reading literature during my leisure time, especially science fiction novels. Last summer vacation, I took a part-time course in writing fiction for children. I think I've always had a lot of imagination, and it was great the course allowed me to exploit that. The course was all done online, so I never actually got to meet the other participants, but we used the course blog and reviewed each other's stories. You get all kinds of people on these courses. I was the only one writing sci-fi stuff. All the others were doing teen romance. How weird is that?
Speaker 5.
When I graduated with a degree in architecture, I'd had enough of studying and got a job with a private firm. After a few years, I was desperate to go for a higher position in the company. But when a vacancy came up, I was turned down because the company said they wanted someone with project management skills. That's when I signed up for a part-time vocational course to gain the skills needed. There was no formal qualification at the end, but that didn't matter, as it got me the result I wanted. Working and studying at the same time was exhausting, but it was only for 6 months.